You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Today we shall consider Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 20. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. I just want you to have a little taste of who Jesus is. The Bible says, who is the image of the invisible God? That means Jesus is the physical dimension of the invisible God. So we don't see God. We can't see God. God is a spirit. God dwells in light, inaccessible. But Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Hebrews 1:3 says, is the express image of his glory. So when you see Jesus, you have seen God. That's the person we are talking about. When the Bible says, let us make man in our own image, it simply says, let us create Christ. Adam was made in the likeness of Christ. That's why he is regarded as the first Adam and Jesus as the last Adam. It was because Adam was made in the likeness of Jesus. He said, the firstborn of every creature. Firstborn of every creature. What does that mean? He said, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Everything that you see, whether they be angels, whether they be heaven, whether they be earth, everything you see on earth, all the fruit we enjoy, the ocean, the water, every single things, they were created by him. By him were all things created. Whether the things that are visible or invisible. You know, and you know, we have two kind of things that are invisible. Spirit are invisible. The air is invisible, but the air is not a spirit. The air is a physical dimension. It's a physical thing, but you can feel it. You can basically feel the air, but you can't feel spirit. So they are invisible. Then there are things that are visible but invisible to our naked eye. There are things that you see under microscope, but you can't see them under the naked eye. You may not see a cell, DNA. It will take equipment to see them, but they are physical dimensions. So there are things in the physical dimensions that are still not visible, but there are things also that are not visible because they're in the spirit dimension. All of these were created through Jesus Christ, whether in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, look at it, principalities. Every principality could not have been without Jesus. That's why Jesus is the head of principalities and power. He says all powers. All things were created by him and for him. All things were created by him and for him. And then you are now afraid of principalities. How can you be in Jesus Christ and be afraid of something that was created by him? How can a principality be a threat to Jesus Christ? Not to talk of witchcraft. I've seen preachers today. They will sit down and be discussing witches. I'm like, these people have complete... If they were once in Christ, they are no longer in Christ. How can you sit down and be discussing witches? What is witches? When Jesus Christ is the head of principalities and power, he says, and he is before all things. He came before Lucifer ever existed. Jesus had been. He is before all things. And by him, all things consist. Without Jesus, everything will scatter. And he is the head of the body. Look at it now. He's now showing you. He said, and he is the head of the body, the church. That is your head. That is the head of the church. The head of the church is not a pope. It's not a bishop. It's not a papa. It's not a general overseer. The head of the church is Christ. It's Jesus Christ. He's telling you who your head is. Just in case you don't know your head. Because it's because you don't know him that you are afraid of things you should not be afraid of. That you are praying, he said somebody took your placenta when you are a baby. And so in all of those nonsense, and then you are afraid of all of those kind of things. He says, who is the beginning? The firstborn from the dead. That's the firstborn from the dead. That's the first person to experience resurrection. You see, every other person who died and were brought back to life, they died again. But Jesus died, resurrected. He's never going to taste death again. He will never die again. That's resurrection. He said, for he pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. In him, not in a man. In him all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. The reconciliation that we enjoy today is because of him. Everything is by him, for him, is the beginning, is the end, is the Alpha, is the Omega. Jesus is all in all. Jesus is not just one son of Mary somewhere. He is all in all. He's God. Hallelujah. And we are in him, and we are complete in him. If you don't understand this, you won't know who you are dealing with. So next time when we tell you that you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, I think it's even in that verse 13. He said, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. You are no longer in the power of darkness. And how can you be in Jesus? You are still breaking generational, what do you call it? Is it causes or ancestral spirit? What are all those nonsense? It's because you don't know him. And that's why we say, let's just learn a little about him today. May the Holy Spirit give you understanding of the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.